This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.
Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. As you know, one of the things that we like to do at Top Advisor is to bring people on who are doing something truly unique and different and challenging the norm of financial services. Today, we're interviewing Eric Gaddy. Now, he has written a book that actually comes out tomorrow as we're recording this podcast, Retire Early, What Are You Waiting For? He was a financial services professional for 24 years. He retired from being a financial advisor at 48 years old. So he's living what he wrote about. And we're going to talk not only about the book and what he is offering from this new thought leadership, but we're also going to talk about how he has been successful in marketing this book. I'm just going to give you a couple of quick stats because some of you, your mouths will just drop wide open. So from his blog, he's getting about 16,000 unique visitors. He's got 3,500 people on his Facebook page. He's got over 100,000 people that he can retarget by using Facebook ads, and he is getting some serious, serious traction. He's going to start a podcast soon, and all of this is before the book even came out. So, Eric, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to get to know you and talk more about what you're doing.
Well, thanks so much, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the book. Where did this come from? You've got a great video on your website, which we'll put in the show notes. But tell us a little bit about the story. Where did this epiphany come from?
Well, this has sort of been building for years. I grew up in a mortuary. That was the family business. And by the time I was 8 years old, I was helping my mom move bodies. And so looking back on it now, that's pretty strange. But I didn't know any different. And so as I was growing up and helping my mom during the summers, I was seeing kids that weren't even my age passing away and kids that were a little older, teenagers, 20-year-olds, that just didn't make it. And so by the time I left for college, two things stuck with me. Number one, life is short. And I saw it. I knew that. And that's a real easy thing for it to just roll off people's tongues these days. Hey, man, life is short. But I experienced it. And the second thing is that I knew my time was running out. I knew that tomorrow was not guaranteed. And so as I got into my financial advising career, got married, had children, everything was going along just fine until my sister passed away about 4 years ago from breast cancer at age 51. And then my business partner, who had been an advisor for years, passed away at age 47 with colon cancer. And at that point, it just kind of shook me out of my slumber. And I remember going to my broker-dealer conference soon after that, and I'm looking around the room, and I'm seeing all these 65 and 70 and 75-year-old advisors in there. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh, no, that will not be me. I am done. And so that's kind of what sparked the idea of writing this book of retiring early, because I was so interested in doing it myself, but I had no idea how to do it because my 24 years as being an advisor, I was helping people retire at age 65. So it was a new concept for me. And that's when I just went through the process of, you know, how do people do this? How can you pull off early retirement? And that's where I created the Dial Into Retirement process, as well as I wrote the book.
Well, I don't want you to give away a lot of the secret sauce, but give us a little secret sauce, will you? Give us a little teaser about the book. What is the biggest epiphany that you had in writing this? What is that one nugget that you're like, man, I'm so glad I learned this?
Well, I think the big thing was, it was kind of funny. I started off, and my girlfriend is an advisor as well, and I started off writing the book, and I said, I'm going to retire in 5 years. And at that point, I was 48 years old. I got halfway through the book, and I said, it's gone to 2 years. And then I finished the book, and I'm like, I'm done. And I think the biggest epiphany is that, you know, most people think that they need $1 million to retire, and that's just not the case. You know, my whole philosophy on retiring early is not that you're going to retire to a recliner, that you're going to retire to basically do what you want, when you want, how you want, and from where you want. It's about seizing your freedom and taking control of your life. And you still may work a little bit, but it's working on your terms.
I love the idea of working on your terms. In fact, we just interviewed a gentleman by the name of Alan, and he runs, he's the co-founder of the XY Planning Network. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But one of the big things that he and their organization talks about is work-life balance. I mean, Eric, the last time I was at a big conference, the sea of old white guys was unbelievable, right? And yeah. Not only that, but there was almost like a badge of honor that, you know, they were 78 years old and still working. Do you think that there's just a major consciousness shift that not only you have gone through, but a lot of other people are going through, that that's not a badge of honor? And that was kind of the onus why this traction that you're already getting is so successful?
I think so. What I'm tapping into is a lot of people that feel trapped, not only in their career, but trapped in their life. And they just don't feel like they have any options available to them. And so, you know, I've written a blog, a series of blogs on how I would retire if I only had $100,000, how I would retire if I only had $50,000. And still, I mean, it involved kind of working your way and still kind of having that balance of freedom and work. But again, these ideas are just basically taking control and just instead of just following what society is pushing people towards is just to kind of wake up. You know, there's a lot of people just kind of walking around just in a zombie state. And mm-hmm. I was one of those that was just living this rinse and repeat lifestyle, doing the same thing every day, every week, every month, every year. Mm-hmm. And it took, unfortunately, two people close to me passing away at a young age for me to wake up.
Hmm. I'm going to just rewind for a second. Growing up in the mortuary business where your entire family is surrounded by death, that epiphany that life is short, it was probably much more prevalent in your mind than it is in a lot of other people's. Is that a fair statement?
I would say that's a fair statement. Most people aren't close to a situation like that as I was. But, I mean, it really was something that stuck with me. But, you know, as you get older, you know, I'll be 50 later this year. I mean, I think all of us can look back and say we lost some friends or we lost family members or we lost an associate at work that really hit home for us and kind of for a period of time woke us up. Now, some people didn't stay awake. You know, they went back to doing what they were doing. But, you know, for a lot of people, that hits home and will change direction for them in their life.
Yeah. Let's talk about the book itself and how you have hit these really amazing numbers that I shared at the beginning of the podcast. A lot of advisors want to write a book, Eric. They're super excited about it. They think that they have something to add to the logos, the general knowledge base. But you're taking this to the next level. And you had said to me as we were preparing for the podcast that there were 11 ways that you were really focusing on marketing the book. Let's talk about those. So let's talk about the book itself. How are you marketing the book? And what do you plan on getting out of the book from a marketing perspective?
Well, the book, we've been doing a lot of marketing with Facebook ads. And so that's something that for probably the last 9 or 10 months, we've been focused on, you know, building an audience. And it really wasn't book focused in the beginning. You know, we let everybody know a book was coming, but what we wanted to do was kind of build goodwill and give good content. And then we started sprinkling in, you know, the book launch is coming, you know, the book is available, the pre-sale is available. And we've been very happy with the pre-sales. And so that's kind of how we were building up the book is word of mouth, Facebook ads, Facebook page, our website. So, yeah, that was something that it's just been a process over time. But we didn't roll out the book immediately. We wanted to give away some value first.
Giving away value is one of the biggest pieces of thought leadership that Kirk and I from Top Advisor Marketing have been trying to convince advisors to do, even though that a lot of them try to hold all of that close to the chest. So thank you for doing that. That's a brilliant technique. It allows you to start building a relationship with somebody before they ever purchase anything from you. You have a workbook too. Not a lot of people do that, Eric. So that was super wicked smart, buddy. Let's talk about the workbook.
Yeah, the workbook is is just a companion to the book. And with the book itself, it kind of walks through the steps of how to retire early. But with the workbook, what we're trying to accomplish with that is that people can go in and, you know, the key with a lot of this is knowing your numbers. So what we wanted to do is walk them through the process for them to not only know where they are now, but know, kind of make some projections in the future of what their lifestyle is going to look like in retirement. Because as you know, I mean, we don't want people retiring with stress and concern and just worry over their money situation. So the workbook helps them walk through the process of collecting all this information. And at the end, we're able to kind of bring it all together to almost give them like a green light to whether they can retire early now, or it kind of highlights where they still need to work a little bit more to get to that early retirement.
And that's huge. I love the workbook idea. Any sort of companion exercise that you can hand out or to sell with blogs, podcasts, websites, people really do love that. That I don't know where that idea came from, but super, super smart. Now, you're about to start a podcast and you're about to really start beefing up the content with YouTube. Why are you doing those things? I'm obviously very, very biased to podcasting, but what were the indicators that you needed a podcast and that you needed to be aggressive on YouTube?
Well, with the podcast, it was kind of funny because, you know, technology passed me by 15, 20 years ago. I've been busy with a family and busy at work, so I hadn't been paying attention to sort of what was going on. I'd listened to podcasts, but it was something that initially I came into thinking about a podcast as building my brand. But then as I started just kind of going down that rabbit hole and exploring, what it came back to be was, you know, the first few things I ran into was how I made $10,000 last month podcasting, or how I make $20,000 a month podcasting. And I'm like, wait a minute, how are people doing this? So that led me to figuring out how to monetize a podcast. And obviously, it fits in building our brand as well. But I'm like, hey, that's a pretty good benefit if I can build my brand and also make a little income off of this. So with the podcast, we've been kind of holding off because we wanted to get on a consistent schedule to be able to do it and not have it interrupted with the book launch or some of the book tour stuff that I'm doing. So we're getting ready to hopefully launch that in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. When you do figure out how to make 10 grand off this, please give me a call, because you know that I'm sure a lot of people would really like to find that out. So you've got the book, the workbook, the blog, the podcast, YouTube channel. Now you're building courses too.
Yes.
And I want to just let's pause here. Where did all of this come from? I mean, did you hire a marketing company? Were these just all epiphanies and you're saying, Eric, I really need to do all of these things. I need to have this multi-pronged approach. This is brilliant. We've talked to advisors about, especially the courses, man, to talk about them building courses surrounding things like this. And we get some resistance. Why are you so open to this? And where did this come from?
Well, it's kind of one thing led to another. So it was the blog first, and then it was the podcast, and then it was the YouTube channel. And then it just started branching out. I was kind of absorbing all of this information on social media, watching a lot of YouTube videos of how people were making money. And a lot of it was through the book when I was looking at digital nomads and how people were living in Thailand and they were making a living off doing online courses or doing blogs and what have you. So it just all kind of fell together that, I mean, I knew I couldn't write a book and just retire off of the book. So I knew I needed to have a few things, but I didn't know it was going to end up being 11 different ways to monetize. And that's what kind of shook me at the end. It was like, wow, you know, that's pretty good. I had no idea. And the other part was my ADD. I just kept going, you know, figuring out ways that I could build this brand.
Well, you know, sometimes your lack of attention to one thing can lead to some, and in your situation has led to some pretty flippin' awesome things. Where are you putting the course and how are you building it specifically?
I am putting the course on my website. I'm going to have it hosted by a company here locally that actually does a lot of the online courses. I thought about putting it on Teachable or Udemy, but you know, and that might be something down the road that I do. But for right now, I'm going to just host it right on my website, and I will use the blog and use the podcast and the YouTube channel and some of these others to kind of drive traffic back to that course. Okay. But we're in the midst of putting together the course. It's just right now we're at the point of just taping it. And so this will be the first course. There'll be a second and potentially a third course after this. But the reason I love online courses is it's like fishing 24/7 with a net. Something that you just toss out there and make it evergreen. And once it's done, there's not a whole lot of maintenance that you have to do after that.
We use Teachable, just so you know. And it's a wonderful, very intuitive learning platform. Number seven's coaching packages. And these are active now. Let's talk about those three coaching packages, please.
Yeah, with the coaching packages, what I wanted to do was give people who needed help access to be able to call me up on the phone and let's talk about it for an hour. Or if somebody wanted to go through the whole process, and this is where the workbook comes back into play, what we'll do is provide them with a workbook. And then, so what we'll do with the workbook is we'll use the workbook in that training and that coaching to walk them through the process. And at the end, it's basically a 2-hour coaching package. And at the end, again, they'll be able to make an assessment of whether or not they can retire now or if they have more work to do to get retired. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is what I call private client group. And that is more of if you want a chief financial or a chief freedom officer for a year, I'm your guy. And that kind of came out of the premise of kind of having a high ticket item. I know that not everybody is going to fit in the private client group, but you know, I wanted to offer something that was a little bit higher ticket and something that was a little bit more customized to the individual who says, you know, I want to retire next year or this year and I need a lot of help, but I have a lot of money to spend to do it. So that's who that's focused towards. And so, you know, with my process, you know, that is something that we're looking at things from a kind of a 10,000 foot view down. So I'm not really getting into the weeds of talking about specific investment recommendations at all. This is more of getting your dial in order and getting going.
Let's talk about the dial, because that's another thing that you are offering from a marketing perspective. This is something that soon, if not now, financial advisors can and companies could license the system. Is that fair?
That is fair. Yes, Okay. Absolutely.
Elaborate on that.
Yeah, with a dial, what I did was when I was getting ready to write the book, and I don't know why I came up with four items. I said, you know, I need four items to what everybody will need in place in order to retire early. And I think I came up with assets first and then income and then debt and then lifestyle. And then I knew I wanted to put it in an acronym. And so it was kind of funny. I was sitting there looking at the words. My girlfriend walks by and she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to figure out an acronym for these four items. And she looks at it 2 seconds later. She goes, dial. And I'm like, that's perfect. So, you know, now we're dialing into early retirement. And, you know, once you get your debt, your income, your assets and your lifestyle, which is nothing more than your monthly expenses, once you get those four things in order, you can retire at any age. I mean, it shouldn't be that you have to default to age 65. It is a process of if you get these things in order at 58 or 55, you can retire.
You do speeches. This is a total weird gear shift here after you just talked about all of that. By the way, dial's brilliant. And don't you love it when somebody just walks by and they're like, hey, come on, dummy. Didn't you see this? Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been looking at it for 5 minutes. I got to figure this out.
So, talk about the speeches, because where you're doing speeches is what interests me the most.
Yeah. Well, the first part of the book is the how-to part. The second part of the book is more of what are people doing when they retire early. Again, the key to retirement is staying mentally and physically active. So if you retire to a recliner, it's not going to work too well for you. So in the second half of the book, what I write about are things like mobile lifestyles, where people are jumping in their RV and taking off, or whether they're jumping on their boat and going to sail the, you know, Bahamas for 2 years, or just jumping on their motorcycle and going to Sturgis or going to Daytona or going to the Grand Canyon. You know, mobile lifestyles are becoming very popular. And so the other two things I talk about is expats moving to foreign countries, you know, people moving to stretch their money a lot further, and then people simplifying where they are, just maybe downsizing their home or moving to tiny houses or off-grid living. But where the speeches come in is more of that mobile lifestyle. So the idea behind that is to go to RV dealers, motorcycle dealers, boat dealers, and when they're doing their kind of customer appreciation days across the country, be able to jump in there and do a speech for them and help them maybe kick some people off the fence who have been sitting there saying, hey, should I buy that RV or not? And talk about retiring early and how people are living these full-time RV lifestyles. And so that's where the speeches come in.
Well, what a brilliant position, because they're going to love it because you're going to help them close business when it comes to boats, RVs, and motorcycles. And it helps educate people that there are many, many opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. What's next for you, man? Where what can we do with our listening audience to help you be even more successful?
Well, buy the book. You know, that would certainly help. But I think, you know, what's next is more, I'm writing the second book now.
Wow.
And the dial not only works for that younger retiring early demographic, but it also works for somebody that's 63, 64, 65 to be able to go through the dial process to basically give them confidence at the end of the day that they can retire and have their dial in sync. And I think where the dial works is that it's easy. You're not going to approach anybody that doesn't understand debt, income, assets, and lifestyle. I mean, that was the process I felt good about, is we wanted to simplify it. Mm-hmm. Because when I was an advisor, if you were to ask me, hey, I'm 55, I want to retire at 60, how do I do that? That might take 20 minutes of us going back and forth with questions and answers, whereas now I can pretty much answer that question with a few sentences. I mean, if you can get your dial in order and you get your debt, income, assets, and lifestyle, you can retire at any age. So, you know, let's take a look at what you've got going on and see if you can retire.
Wow. We will make sure that we put the link to purchase the book in the show notes. We will also make sure that we put a link to your website. And I really want to make sure that we put a link to your video. I love the story. I think whoever shot that video did a really good job, Erica. Yep. As a marketing company, we just see a lot of really bad video, man. And I mean, everything from the lighting to how it was shot to, I don't know, that was very, very well done. You and I should talk offline about who ended up doing that. But Eric, thank you so much for your thought leadership, for teaching our audience that there are so many different ways to get your thought leadership out. And the more receptive you are to all of these different kinds, the more successful that you're going to be. We always have said that you need between 5 and 7 ways to bring people in. You have legit 11, and I love the 11. And I think that you have done what a lot of financial services professionals haven't been successful, which is to step back and take a very clear look at what you're offering and see the true value and the true opportunities.
Well, thank you so much, Matt.
Well, for those of you who would like to immediately check out the website, make sure that you go to retireearly365.com, which again, we'll make sure goes into the show notes. You'll get to see a great picture of Eric and his family that's there. He's also got a couple of the videos, him in a really nice RV, looking like he's really enjoying the American Southwest. Is that right?
No, actually, that's my RV, and I live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina,
so
really?
We have mountains here, and it just so happened that the people who shot the video put us on the top of a mountain. So
that's
it was
nice.
Great.
Well, it's like I said, it's a wonderful, wonderful video. So make sure that you go to the website. If you are a financial services professional and want to use the dial system, please reach out to Eric Getty and make sure that you ask him what you can do to use that for your clients. If you just want to have an opportunity to sit back and think differently, get out of the paradigm of that 65, 70, 85 years old, that's when you're going to retire either personally or you have clients who do want to retire early, lean on Eric. He's figured this stuff out. Not only has he successfully done it, but he's helped many other people do it too. And he's got a great book to go along with it. So for all of us here at Top Advisor Marketing and for Eric Getty, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.